Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your great love that has brought us into the realm of eternal love, eternal beauty. And we thank you, Father God. We understand, Father God, that as we dwell in this royal family, we have royal, beautiful, wonderful ideas. You've taken us out of the toxic graveyard, scrapyard of rubbish, Lord, and you've put us into your beautiful kingdom so that we can have your beautiful thoughts, attitudes, and actions, Lord. So thank you for helping us that we know one has died for all, therefore all has died, so that we no longer live for ourselves, but for you. So Lord, help us to be lighthouses in this world, Father God, sharing your great love, and not just in word and deed, but also in thought, that we take every wrong thought, Lord, and we bring it to obedience, bring it to your love, Lord, and we give no one an excuse, Lord, to land up in the wrong place and to be the wrong people. Help us to be the people you made, spreading your love, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We read Matthew 5, verse 21 and 22. You have heard that it was said to our people long ago, you must not murder anyone. Anyone who murders another will be judged. But I tell you, if you are angry with a brother or a sister, you will be judged. If you say bad things to a brother or sister, you will be judged by the council. And if you call someone a fool, you will be in danger of the fire of hell.
This just brings us to my prayer this morning and the thoughts that I've been having, you know, that we think a lot of walking conscious of God. We think a lot of our words must be edifying, uplifting. We must speak life. But it even goes deeper than that, this new and this better covenant. God has brought us back to the royal family, back to our inheritance, holy and blameless in Christ, in the kingdom, in the family. And therefore, it's not even a request. It's part of our family to be like our Father, like our big brother, led by the Holy Spirit. Jesus never operated by what his eyes saw and his ears heard. We see that in Isaiah 11. He was led by the Spirit, and we see it also in his own testimony. I seek not my own glory, but I seek your glory, Father. And that's the footsteps we walk. As my Father sent me, so I sent you. So we know we must get away from the bad attitudes and bad words, but it even goes down to our thoughts. And that's why the Word tells us to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. We are here to be his fragrance, and the only way we can be his fragrance is just stay tuned with him and stay, Lord, help me, your will be done, your kingdom come. Thank God my life is in your hands, so thank you, Lord, your will be done in every way. But then it goes right down to our thoughts, guys. I remember where Jesus turns to Peter and he says, get behind me, Satan. And you think, well, what's Peter busy with? Peter was saying, oh no, you can't go to the cross. It was nice. But there the Lord wanted to point out to us that, you know, it's so important we in this new and this better covenant that we be in tune with the Spirit, that we are aware of God and we walk in this awareness at all times, because he says, your thoughts are not the thoughts of God, but the thoughts of man. So we've got to get away from even man's good thinking, and we've got to get the thoughts of God. And that's the beauty that we tap into. Isaiah 55 points it out. He says that the wicked man turned from his wickedness and the unrighteous from his thoughts. For my thoughts are not your thoughts and my ways are not your ways. But then he goes on to say, but if you return to me, I will abundantly pardon you. So we've received the abundant pardon, and now we've got the very thoughts of God for the best for ourselves, but not just the best for ourselves, to bring the best out to others as well. So we in this new covenant love now to say, and it's a beautiful understanding, walk conscious of your God, you know, live in the light of His love. And it needs to come to that place where we understand that to walk in the conscious of God and walk in the light of His love is to guard our thought life and let our thought life be a reflection of heaven's blessing for everyone out there. When we see someone walking and we see they down and not well dressed, or we need to pray, we speak restoration to everyone, people with broken cars or no car. We speak, thank you, Lord, that you help that people. That's the way God is. God is this bundle of love for everyone He's got a plan for, and He wants us to reflect Him, to walk as He walks, and to be His lights, His children. He says we must be beloved children following Him. It's a child, a rebellious child, that doesn't want to follow his father and be like his father. We must choose to be like our Heavenly Father and give people opportunities to change, give them the right attitude to want to come into this kingdom and be a part of this beautiful kingdom that we are a part of. Amen.
Amen.